Welcome back to Viewpoints, listeners. I'm your host, Henry Grosek, and now we've got some very special guests on our program. It gives me great pleasure to welcome a team called Control Alt Delete. Now, these children have got together from several schools in Melbourne, Glendale Primary School, Berwick Lodge Primary School, and Mount View Primary School, and they've been working together in recent months very, very hard with their teachers, Mrs. Gilligan and Miss Rapinet, to put together a Lego robotics team, and they've won the Victorian Championships, and they're going to be representing Victoria at the National Championships on Saturday, December the 7th. Very exciting time, and it's a great honour in having these children here. I might just ask a couple of them, why are you in this team? Cav, would you like to answer that question?
Well, all of us have a good interest in Lego and we like our technology, so we came up with this team.
Now, Control Alt Delete, it's an interesting title. Josh, you might like to tell us about the title. How did you hit on the title of Control Alt Delete for this team?
Well, initially we actually held a vote for names through the student social networking site called Edmodo, which is basically a social networking site for schools. And there were multiple names that were put up, and I noticed that I believe it was Thomas suggested the name Control Delete, however nobody had actually seen it. I decided to repost the name, and it was eventually the one that got chosen. We had two names up for consideration. There was Foundations First and Control Delete. We held a vote, and Control Delete was the name that won, so we did it very democratically.
Now, Zoe, you're going to Sydney on Saturday the 7th. Tell us what actually happens. What goes on in this competition? What does the team actually have to do?
There's four parts of the competition. There's a team challenge where you have to work as a team to do something, a robot board where your robot has to do missions on a game board, a project where you choose a natural disaster and come up for a solution for it, and a technical part where you show what your robot's like and they judge you on how good the design is.
So David, tell us a little bit about the theme of what your team is going to be doing in this challenge.
Well, we voted on which natural disaster we were gonna do. There were a few that we could choose from. And the final two we came up with was tornado and bushfires. But then tornado, we couldn't really figure out how to stop the natives. So then we came up with bushfires, and then Berwick Lodge agreed on bushfires, so then we just did bushfires.
So Hannah, the robot, what is the robot? You've got a robot which is one part of the activity. What's the robot actually do in the competition?
The robot has an objective to, we have a board where we have to get the robot to program it and to do different objectives on the board. Each of them, depending on the difficulty, costs points. And basically, we just have to get as many points as possible, which aid us in our ending result.
Now, the robot's got a time limit, Hannah. You don't just sit on the board and keep on going for ages. Is a bit of pressure, isn't there?
Yes, there is. I think it's about 2 or 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes. And there are three rounds where you get to do different programs or the same one, depending on how many you have done.
Sean, it's not all about the robot on the board. That's a big part of it because we're doing Lego robotics. But I understand there's a presentation that has to be made as well to a panel of judges. What goes on in that part of the tournament?
Well, in the presentation, we present our natural disaster that we think we could solve. So we think of a solution and then we present it to the judges. And in our case, it's the Hotspot Spotter, which is a robot that can help the firefighters in the recovery stage of bushfires.
So Thomas, a robot spotter, what is a robot spotter? What do you mean by that? How does it, what's the purpose to help in a bushfire?
Well, after the bushfire occurs, some trees inside them are combusting actually inside it, so you can't see that it's burning. So the hotspot spotter helps the firefighters by using the heat sensing device to find the fires inside the trees.
And Kyle, you've been working together with children from three different schools and two different venues. This is a bit of a new experience in teamwork. Tell us a little bit of the exciting and challenging parts of kids from two or three different schools getting together to work on such an, you know, challenging project.
Well, yes, the project is very challenging. Getting together is hard for us sometimes because we live so far away from each other. So we use digital communication called Edmodo, which Josh mentioned earlier.
How have you found working together with kids that are in a different place to yourself? You have your classmates at your own school, but here you're working with kids from another school.
Yeah, it's pretty hard because we don't know each other that well.
But have you got to know each other better?
Yeah,
we've got to. So what have you learned? What's the biggest thing you've learned of working with other people at another school on a very intense project?
A lot more about teamwork, splitting up for one group to do the project side of things and one group to do the technical side of things.
Now I understand that the overarching theme for the first LEGO League, which is the international group, they've got a motto called gracious professionalism. Eric, can you tell us what that means to you and how on the day of the tournaments and whatever you can display what's called gracious professionalism? As someone there, Niv, can you help him on that?
Gracious professionalism is when you're competing, you compete, you try your best, but you're also nice to all your other teams, so you're not being mean, but you're still competing hard. But you're also congratulating everybody else on this.
So you're being a good sport in the competition. What sort of things do people do in these tournaments? I mean, you're focused on what you're doing, they're focused on what they're doing. What would be some of the things, Josh, that people can actually do to display that on the day?
To display gracious professionalism. Well, the definition of gracious professionalism, as kindly Niv has told us, the word really speaks for itself. It's about competing while also assisting the other teams and remaining kind and friendly towards them. So a way that teams can display gracious professionalism, and I know certainly a way that our team did this, I'm going to take a specific example. Many members of our team, during the waiting periods, they actually got together with another team and played a friendly game of chess, bounced a couple of ideas off each other. So gracious professionalism, ways that teams can display that is getting together, speaking to other teams, giving them encouragement, but while also participating in a nice, calm, kind and friendly way.
Kev, back to you. You can't do this on your own. It's a big team effort. You've got great support from your teachers and your schools and families because you've got to make all these sacrifices. But you've also got to talk to experts and people, I guess. Who did you talk to in getting this all going?
Well, we talked to many professional experts, such as George Grosek, who is a retired member of the Department of Sustainability and Environment, and Craig Lapsley, who was from World Vision. And we spoke to the Chief Fire Commissioner of Victoria. We interviewed him through email. And we interviewed many people, and that's where we got our ideas for the hotspot spotter, because they told us, in the end, that's one of their main concerns. That's the one that starts another fire.
Well done. Well, look, time's got away from us, kids. It's great to have you come down here and do this message. I'm sure all the people in Victoria, kids everywhere, are looking forward to learning and being inspired by the work you're doing. We wish you all the very best in the tournament. But more importantly, we hope that the weekend is a great learning experience for you and you come back inspired to help robotics become something that's more important in Australia. So thank you very much, and from everyone here at the station, we wish you all the very best. We'll take a short break, listeners. Don't go away.